Winds was a top 40 music station in 1963. No smartphones or text alerts, no cable TV. We're talking rotary phones, typewriters. Stan Brooks was assistant news director at the time, and the music stopped for more than 3 days. Brooks just focused on getting the facts on the air. It didn't sink in personally until the end of that day.
At midnight, I got on a train at Penn Station to go home to Long Island. I picked up a copy of the New York Times, and as I read the story, I started to cry. It hit me then emotionally. And I've been writing, I've been putting this together all day, but it never registered my sensibilities.
He says it was hard to comprehend. Paul James, 1010 Winds News.